the poor Muhajireen, they came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, now they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said that the wealthy people have appropriated the high ranks and they have got high positions as far as akhirat is concerned. والنعيم المقيم, and the everlasting bounties. In other words, they've got opportunities that we don't have, so they have appropriated and now they have secured for themselves these bounties and these high positions. وَمَا ذَاكَ فَقَالَ وَمَا ذَاكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. When he heard this, immediately he could have rebuffed them. He could have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100% just, how can you make a statement like that? But to give them a hearing, we learn an important lesson from here, that sometimes it's good to give a person a hearing. It helps him to feel psychologically better. He feels more motivated to listen to what you got to say after you have given him a hearing. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a hearing. He said, "Wa madhaka? Why are you saying this?" So they replied, "Faqalu yusalluna kama nusalli." The wealthy people, they read salah like how we read salah. "Wa yasumuna kama nasumu." They fast like how we fast. "Wa yatasaddaquna wala natasaddaqu." But they've got one added advantage here. They can give sadaqah and we do not give sadaqah. وَيَعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نَعْتِقُ. They are able to free slaves with their wealth. They can purchase and free slaves. But we cannot free slaves. So this is the second added advantage that they've got. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَفَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْءٍ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. And will allow you to outshine those that are behind you. Such a beautiful thing. Nowadays you find that sometimes in car racing and all, etc., they got something known as a pit stop. When you go in the pit stop, they try and they quickly try to repair the car and do whatever repairs need to be in a very short period of time, so that this driver now, he can go catch up those that are in front of him. It gives him a better chance and it allows him to still continue beating those that are behind him. It's almost like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us such a beautiful amal that will allow us and give us that opportunity to catch up those that are in front, and those that are behind us give us opportunity to still outshine them. So this sahaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, explained to them, وَلَا يَكُونُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ. Nobody can be as virtuous as you except that person now that does the same thing like you, that does the same action. فَقَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly show us." Now they showed talab. We might ask it, why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first ask them, "Should I not show you?" And then they replied, "Yes, please show us." This was to create talab in them, to create desire. Because when a man got desire in him, then he appreciates something. So therefore, sometimes it's nice not to force down a, they're just forwarding quotations. The person who's receiving it to read it. So now that becomes more of a burden to him. So now he'll just take it and he'll just quickly just browse through it and he'll delete that hadith. The respect for the hadith is lost. So here, this talab creates respect and this talab also creates desire to practice. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was creating the desire in them, and when he saw the desire, he said, "Certainly Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam." Then he told them, "Tusabbihuna wa tukabbiruna wa tahmiduna dubra kulla salatin salata wa talatina marra." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them that after every salah, recite takbir, recite Allahu Akbar, recite Alhamdulillah, dubra kulla salat. After every salah, the first thing you do is to sabbihun, you read subhanallah. Then you read, after every salah, thalathu wa thalathina marrah, 33 times. As I mentioned, the reason why we read 34 times Allahu Akbar, other riwayat show that you should read 34 times Allahu Akbar, so therefore Allahu Akbar, we add one more. But the net effect of getting the benefit of this hadith is still there, that a person will be able to reach those ahead of him, and he will be able to outshine those behind him. فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So now the poor sahaba, after a while, they came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with another complaint. What was the complaint? فَقَالُوا سَمِعَ إِخْوَانُنَا أَهْدُوَ الْأَمْوَالِ بِمَا فَعَلْنَا. Our brothers, those that have wealth, the wealthy sahaba, they have heard of this. They have heard of this. فَفَعَلُوا مِثْلَهُ. And now they are also practicing on it. So can you see what the competition was at that time? Allah give us the tawfiq also of competing as far as akhirah. We shouldn't look at the people of wealth and get carried away and try and compete. But try and look at those people that are practicing on a'mal and try and compete with them, even though they may be wealthy or may be poor or whoever they may be. They may be not of our lineage also, not of our background. But the fact that this person has got qualities in him, we should try and compete as far as his qualities are concerned. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that that is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak gives it to whomsoever He wishes. This is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ulama, inshallah, tomorrow we'll start a new chapter. Therefore, ulama in Ikram, they explain that this fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One dua we must include in our duas. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking you for your fazl. Fazl loosely means your grace. Because once the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, it will help this person in every walk of his life. If Allah himself in the Quran mentions, was'alu Allah min fadlik, that ask Allah Pak for his fazl. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him at the end, that this is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he wants to give it, who he wants to give it to, he gives it to him. That's his prerogative. Our duty is just to ask Allah Pak, that Allah Pak, you grant me your fazl. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.